Portrait of the Artist as a Young Dog was broadcast on Radio 4 as part of a season of Dylan Thomas to commemorate the 50th anniversary of his death. Sian Phillips reads Patricia, Edith and Arnold.
The small boy in his invisible engine, the Cwm Donkin Special, hooted under the washline, while the servant girl lowered the pole, unpegged the swinging vests and called over the wall, "Edith! Edith, come here! I want you!" Edith called back. "I'm here, Patricia!" He backed the flying Welshman from the washhouse to the open door of the coal hole and pulled hard on the brake that was a hammer in his pocket. But he was listening carefully all the time through the squeals and whistles to Patricia and the next-door servant who belonged to Mrs. Lewis, talking when they should have been working, calling his mother Mrs. T, being rude about Mrs. L. He heard Patricia say, "Mrs. T won't be back till 6. And Edith next door replied, "Old Mrs. L has gone to Neath to look for Mr. Robert." "He's on the Randy again," Patricia whispered. "Randy Sandy Bandy," cried the boy out of the coal hole. "You get your face dirty, I'll kill you," Patricia said absent-mindedly. She did not try to stop him when he climbed up the coal heap. "I'm standing on the top of the coal," he said, and waited for Patricia's anger. She said, "I don't want to see him. You go alone." We must go together," said Edith. "I've got to know." "I'm lying on my face in the coal," said the boy. "No, it's your day with him. I don't want to know. I just want to think he loves me." "Oh, talk sense, Patricia, please. Will you..."